Hello, this is volume 5 of Make It a Great Year. And if you're listening to this, I really appreciate your loyalty. It means that you've been with the school at least 5 years and that you've heard all the previous incarnations of this audio recording every New Year's and done your goals. And you're going to be doing your goals in a little while, but I'm going to make this relatively short because, you know, having been with the school this long, you already know the importance of setting goals, and hopefully you can appreciate the power of goal setting in general and how much faster it takes you to your goals, quite simply, really. At the end of last year, December, around this time, late December last year, I did like 4 different goal setting activities, like from 4 different books, and one of them was from like an online webinar. And if you want access to any of those books or webinar, please let me know. I'll be happy to share those with you, and you can do those exercises too. And I came up with a 1-page plan. It took me a long time. It took me like 3-4 days to go through all those sources and do the things that they said to do, and then look for the similarities. Like I wouldn't look at my notes from the previous one when I did the next one. So I did them all separately and then looked for all the things that were similar and extracted them all and then boiled it all down to 1 page. And that all took like 3 days to do. And it was really great. And this year has been the best ever. So that's the first part of the message is, you know, planning really does do amazing things. And I'm looking at my list now. I didn't even do everything on the list, but I still had a record year. Actually, a lot of the smaller things, a lot of things I didn't do, like I did all the big things, and a lot of things I didn't do were just kind of things that I changed my mind on or no longer thought were important or a priority. The two things I notice on here, I don't want to share too much personal stuff. The two things I notice on here that I would have liked to do that I did not do, like a personal thing, it says 1 hour interrupted listening time per week, like where I just listened to music and did nothing else for a whole hour. I did not do that. I didn't even do that at all, except maybe in the car and stuff. So that's an example that I didn't do that I still feel is valid. And then the other one is to read this book called Courage to Teach. And even then, that's not a big deal because I will read that book. And I'll leave it in the goals for this year. But I did read quite a few books on like music and teaching and gigging and all kinds of things. So, you know, it's not like I was neglectful in my reading this year. I just didn't read that particular book. But anyway, so let me just say the next part of the audio is going to be all about me section, like me tooting my own horn. And again, like I've said in previous years, it's not for me to show off. It's simply to show you what's possible when you put your mind to something. And so I'm going to share with you, like, without getting too specific about like income and stuff like that, I'm going to share with you like landmarks, areas of landmark success that I've had. The first was in the gigging. So the year's not over yet, but based on what's coming in the next week, I will have done 64 gigs total. And the wonderful part about that is that I raised my rates, and not all of them were like well paid, but like some of them were just like little jazz gigs that I took just for fun. But I joined this gigging, like pro musicians gigging private Facebook group. I actually belong to 2 of them, and one of them you had to pay a significant amount of money up front, and you're in it for life. Actually, I later found out that I paid half of what they're charging now because I got in right when they first started, and that was right before COVID. So just to give you some background, I raised my rate to this minimum that I felt a little bit uncomfortable charging. And then during COVID, the first year of COVID, like 2020, in the summer, outdoor gigs, I did like 3 or 4 of those, and all of them were at the new rate. So I was like, holy cow, well, if I could do this during COVID, I'm definitely doing this the rest of the year. So out of the 64 gigs I did this year, 35 of them were at or above my new minimum rate. And so that's fantastic. So the income there was a record. And then the other 20, how much was it? The other 29 gigs were just like local stuff, like a nursing home or, like I said, a jazz gig or just stuff for fun. So like, you know, like a 1 hour nursing home gig or 2 or 3 hour jazz gig that I do for fun and get paid anyway, I'm happy to do it for less than the minimum. But overall, when I average out both sets of gigs, I'm almost at the minimum anyway. Like, because of tips and things that I would get on the weddings and corporate events and parties and things, it rates, like, a lot of times I'd walk home with more than the minimum. So it actually, like, total for all the gigs is almost at the minimum anyway. So that's pretty exciting. So, and that was from planning, you know, and from investing in those two groups and doing what, you know, what they have to teach. They have modules online that you do about marketing and all kinds of things. And it's been so much fun. Let's talk about the musical part. The musical part was amazing. Like, I did lots of weddings with my trio. I do weddings solo, you know, either instrumental or with voice. And then I do it with the trio. And then there was one we did with the 6-piece band. A lot of these are on YouTube. I documented a lot of... I brought video camera to almost everything I did this year. And then I also did a couple of Dixieland gigs. I had two Dixieland band requests, both within like 2 weeks of each other. So one was a 4-piece and one was a 5-piece. And they were both super fun. And I got great video. I condensed that into one video. I also did a couple of original gigs. One was solo, where it was like at a winery. They wanted only originals, so that was super fun for me. And then another one was with a band, with a trio. I did all original. I love playing my original music. And so it was a nice variety of, like, you know, doing covers for certain gigs, or doing jazz, or doing original music, or doing something unusual like Dixieland or whatever have you. So nice variety there. And a couple of times it was just a classical, which is not my forte, but I had a little repertoire, you know, of classical music that I can do. You know, I can fake it. Like if a real classical guitarist was in the audience, he'd be like, yeah, this guy's not a real classical guitarist. But to an untrained ear, I can fake it pretty well. So... You know, and it's not like I'm deceiving anybody. I have videos, and if the couple likes it, then they book me. And if they don't, they can go find a real classical guitarist. So that was fun. It's fun branching out, you know, your horizons. And then not just for the gigging was it a variety, but I have this new MIDI guitar. MIDI is, it stands for Digital Interface. Again, Musical Instrument Digital Interface, which simply means it's a synth, guitar synth. And it's quite a big learning curve. There's two ways to use it. One is to send MIDI notes to your computer, which you can do through your digital audio workstation. I happen to use Presonus Studio One. And I talked about this last year. Last year I shared some audio recordings I had done. I learned all about Studio One. I took lessons for months and months and months. And I shared the solid recording that I had made. But this year, I did some recording with the MIDI guitar. It took forever for the two of them to talk to each other and to get the tracking down. And I'm also taking lessons from a different guy, a local guy this time, who has the same setup as me, who uses the exact same synth I have, and who uses Studio One. So I just happen to luck out that I found someone who knows that, and he comes over once a week and he shows me stuff about it, and it's amazing. And I'm going to give you just a short sample of what I'm recording. This will be it's cool because, like, I can record ideas that are sometimes hard to execute because they're in odd time signatures and things like that. And then I actually am finding that I'm enjoying getting synth sounds instead of just guitar sounds all the time. So this was a short, very short example. I'm actually already, almost done with. So I have a new album coming out in January 2nd, this next year, this coming up. But I'm already done with the album after that, almost. I have about 50 minutes recorded of the album that's going to come out after that, and my goal is 60 minutes. So here's a short clip of the album, not the one that's coming out soon, but the one that's going to follow that, me, of me using MIDI.